biscuit of the week.
This week's biscuit of the week is the Garibaldi. The squashed flies biscuit, or the Garibaldi, contains currants squashed between two thin biscuits. Despite the slightly negative nickname, the Garibaldi, named after Giuseppe Garibaldi, the Italian general and leader that tried to unify Italy, has been part of British history for nearly 150 years. They are so well recognised that they even appear in television programmes as cultural references, such as Doctor Who, Skins and Ashes to Ashes. So, for many, they may be the symbol of a biscuit, but how will they rank on the dunkability scale? Let's find out.
The Dunkability Challenge.
This is where a biscuit is suspended in a hot mug of tea for a full 30 seconds, then removed and given a score out of 10. The biscuit with the highest dunkability rating will be crowned the winner and given the title of Biscuit of Burst 2011. So the Garibaldi is about to be dunked. We are in the dunking arena. My lovely assistant is going to open the fresh packet of Garibaldis, submerge the biscuit in the tea. If you could, please. Yeah, squashed flies biscuits, these are. So, dunk the biscuit in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh. You didn't have to take the tea bag out, it doesn't matter. Right. Okay, so, if you could please dunk the biscuit in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Same as always, about 2/3 or 3/4 of the biscuit is dunked. It's not touching the sides, don't want any interference, because this is scientific. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Remove biscuit. Oh! Half the biscuit just fell back into the cup. But About a third of it's left. Which is the third that isn't submerged, I guess. Is it looking a bit soggy? I'm gonna give that a 3. Garibaldi gets a 3. Make sure you come back in 7 days' time to find out how the next biscuit gets on in Biscuit of the Week.